The artist can't control whether or not what they respond to and what they don't respond to. Bach is responding to total classes, you know, structures that pay him to write these songs for these people. He's like satisfying the job. So is Mozart, right? So are all these people. But in folk traditions, the songs, it's like, this is for the wedding. This is for the baby coming home. This is for the death. This is for the food. This is for the rain, you know?
Yeah.
This is for the sun, you know? For me, that's like, that's essential. Kind of like the framing that happens around the music that we play, what we, I think, spend a lot of our time trying to exercise, because we have to do it for ourselves too, to hopefully become better musicians, better citizens, and better unlockers of our, for our audience too. Audience come up in the building, they looking for somebody, unlock me, please. Unlock the tears, unlock the joy, you know, like break me open, you know? And I'm only trying to code that way. So that's my response, you know? I've been coding this since I started. I can't control that code. I mean, I grew up in Texas. That shit is awful down there. And a lot of us from Houston, we left. And it wasn't just because the music was in New York. That's not the only reason. Yeah, just not. So there's something that we're still searching for. I know my duty is just to keep trying to figure out what a key could be, and then say, yo, check that out. Come back to me and tell me whether or not it unlocks something. Or, you know, here's the torch. Go burn something. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. I agree, man. I feel like, you know, since I've been a little kid, I always respond with music, you know? Like, tone always was my first response. As I learned about how we've been treated here, I gained interest in being a first responder. And, you know, right now it's really, it's interesting because for my people, we've been under social distancing laws for a very long time. Like, if there's more than five of us gathered on a corner,
or in
it's
car,
seen as a problem, okay? The isolation has been very hurtful for us for a very long time. You have to go to some place like Africa to see that, you know, ain't nothing wrong with us congregating, and it's a natural thing we do, and we need it. It's like, wow, it's a family reunion every day. Like, everybody, you just sit on the corner like a gang. And they're like, you know, holding hands, talking like, what was happening with you? You know, enjoying each other's company and everything. If that was happening here, you would see the police. You would see the National Guard. And so for me, I always felt like I want to say something about our people. Even as a young person, I'm like, I'd like to have a collection of music that'll contribute, like these beautiful books I'm reading about our civilization. I'd like to make the music version of this. I'd like to do that. Like, the book that changed my life very much is like, it was a book called Introduction to African Civilization. Like, really cool book, right? And it's like, I'd like to make music that catalog our feelings during these times, so that there's people that know that we was like having some feelings about these things. For me, I feel like there's so much more to be said for the trail that Jason was talking about. Like, you know what I mean? That's all I ever wanted to do. There ain't no answer right now to nothing, you know, and it's up to the voices that feel to the point where they just don't want to burn out, man. Like, you know, for us to be there in support of the folks that are so tired, but want to say something, but just so tired.